welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, March 10th. You'll be interested to know, today's National Napping Day and was established in 1999 by a Boston University professor and his wife to highlight the importance of sleep. Celebrated after daylight savings, it helps offset lost sleep. Historically, cultures like the Spanish and ancient Romans embraced midday naps. Although unofficial, it offers a delightful reason to nap. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean this morning with stomach-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing good conditions. Expect the winds to remain sideshore at 3 mph, keeping the surface smooth as the day progresses. As the afternoon approaches, anticipate a shift to choppy conditions with onshore winds increasing. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the west-northwest swell is 3 feet at 14 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 3 mph. The first high tide Monday will be 5.5 feet at 7:30 a.m., with a -1-foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday will experience choppy conditions, primarily driven by 15 to 25 mph winds from the southeast to west. Morning sessions will see choppy surf with winds gradually intensifying, leading to more difficult conditions by the afternoon. Wave heights will range from chest to head high on Tuesday, fading to waist to shoulder high by Thursday as conditions remain challenging. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 50 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 6:55 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:03. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with temperatures reaching around 68 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect rain showers likely after 11 with mostly cloudy skies and a low of 49. Along with a gentle southwest wind. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with rain showers likely on Tuesday and a high near 60. Wednesday brings more rain with a high near 63. Thursday stays rainy and cloudy with a high near 57. Rain may linger into Friday morning, then a chance of showers returns later in the day with highs near 58. Nights will be cool with lows around 50. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, House Democrats in San Diego have joined Republican Representative Darrell Issa in not holding in-person town halls. Issa has not hosted a large meeting since taking office in 2021, while none of the county's 4 Democratic House members have held such events in 2024 either. Representative Sarah Jacobs mentioned exploring field hearings in various locations. A report revealed that only 1,800 town halls occurred in 2024, the lowest since 2013. Political science professor Thad Kusser emphasized that town halls allow voters to engage with their elected officials, fostering important dialogue in today's political climate. Now on to sports. The Seattle Seahawks have traded wide receiver DK Metcalf to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a second-round pick in the 2025 draft. The Seahawks aimed to extend Metcalf's contract, but he requested a trade. With a focus on a physical offensive style, the Seahawks decided to capitalize on Metcalf's high trade value. The Steelers, facing receiver challenges, view Metcalf as a game-changing addition, pairing him with George Pickens. Meanwhile, the Seahawks shift towards rebuilding, trading quarterback Geno Smith, and releasing Tyler Lockett. They now look to draft well, aiming to shape a competitive future. In local sports, last night, the Kings triumphed over the Golden Knights 6-5 in Las Vegas. Adrian Kempe's decisive power play goal sealed the win, with Anze Kopitar and Tomas Hertl each netting crucial goals. Their record now stands at 33-20-9. Tomorrow night, the Kings host the Islanders, who are 29-26-7, in the City of Angels. Tonight, the Lakers, with a record of 40-22, take on the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center. The Lakers, led by LeBron James with 25 points per game, are eager to extend their winning streak. Brooklyn, on a three-game slide, will rely on Cam Johnson to boost their performance. Los Angeles is favored by 1.5 points. In top news, this weekend's headlines reflect significant developments. Federal workers are feeling mental health distress as the Trump administration's agenda intensifies. The Department of Health and Human Services offered voluntary separation incentive payments after President Trump emphasized agency leadership. In Canada, Mark Carney has been elected as the new prime minister, succeeding Justin Trudeau. Meanwhile, Elon Musk faces backlash as Tesla vehicles experience vandalism and declining sales. In espionage news, a spy ring orchestrated by Russians was uncovered in Great Yarmouth, revealing a complex web of plots against dissidents. In business news, in a recent statement, United States President Donald Trump revealed that his administration is engaged in discussions with four different groups regarding the sale of the Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok. He emphasized that all options are favorable. TikTok has faced uncertainty since a law requiring its owner, ByteDance, to either sell the platform or face a ban took effect on January 19th. Trump indicated that a deal could be on the horizon. The social media giant is attracting interest from various potential buyers, with estimates valuing the company at around $50 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 6% over the weekend to about $82,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $2,100. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 19%. To 5 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Amazon's delivery drones have faced significant resistance in College Station, Texas, leading to their grounding and restoring a sense of peace for residents. Last year, the noise from the drones disrupted local routines, prompting widespread complaints. A coalition of residents, including city officials, opposed Amazon's plan to increase drone flights, citing privacy concerns and noise pollution. Despite the Federal Aviation Administration's approval, Pulvic Backlash influenced Amazon to reduce operations and adopt quieter drones. As of January, the drones are temporarily grounded for updates, allowing the community to enjoy tranquility once more. Residents are hopeful for a permanent solution. And in entertainment news, in Death of a Unicorn, Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega star as a father and daughter caught in an absurdist horror comedy directed by Alex Sharfman. Their peculiar journey begins when they accidentally kill a unicorn while en route to a crucial meeting with a pharmaceutical tycoon. The film blends dark humor with social satire, featuring a cast that includes Haya Leone and Will Poulter. While the plot follows predictable tropes from similar films, it shines through the heartfelt relationship between Rudd and Ortega, who navigate their grief in a whimsical yet unsettling adventure. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and educator, Charles R. Swindoll. And he said, "Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.